So let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for pouring out your Holy Spirit, not only on the day of Pentecost, but on all people who believe in you down through the ages. Father, pour out your Holy Spirit today. Fill us with your joy and your peace and love for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, there's so much that could be said about the Holy Spirit. Today, I'm going to concentrate on four things. The promise of the Spirit brings forgiveness, relationship, intimacy, and teaching. And I'm just going to look really quickly at each of those four points: forgiveness, relationship, intimacy, and teaching. In Acts chapter 2, the verses that Mark read for us just before, the promise of the Holy Spirit is poured out first upon the disciples of Jesus, the ones who knew him and who walked with him and saw him after his resurrection, on the men and women who had been with Jesus during the time that he taught them. In Acts chapter 2, verse 36, though, Peter tells the assembled crowd that the promise of the Holy Spirit is also for them. And not only for them, but also for those who will come after them. Let me read those verses to you. Acts 2, verse 36. When the people heard Peter's preaching, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." The promise of the Holy Spirit brings with it the great gifts of God. And among those gifts are forgiveness, relationship, intimacy, and teaching. Peter says that the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, all whom the Lord our God will call. Well, guess what? That's us. We are the people. We are some of the people who are far off, both geographically and time-wise, from that day, that first day of Pentecost. And yet God has called us to himself through Jesus. And so the promise of the Holy Spirit is also the promise for you and me today. The promise of the Holy Spirit, of course, in this passage from Acts and all the way through the book of Acts, is deeply connected to baptism. And that they can't really be separated from one another. Sometimes people receive the Holy Spirit before baptism. Sometimes they receive the Holy Spirit after baptism. Sometimes they receive the Holy Spirit at baptism. But the calling of God to repent, to turn from everything that keeps us away from him, to be baptized and to keep returning to our baptism, and the connection with the promise of the Holy Spirit is a kind of an inseparable set of things that belong together. So, what is the promise? The promise of the Holy Spirit. First of all, forgiveness. Now, this is huge. Peter says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Forgiveness is about restoring a relationship that was broken. And since Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden first rebelled against God, the one who created them and loved them and walked with them in intimacy, ever since that moment, our relationship with God has been fractured. Our relationship with God has been broken. And that's what the Bible calls sin. Sin is not primarily the bad stuff that we do. It's about the fact that our relationship with God has been fractured from the way that it is meant to be. And so here Peter says that the promise of the Holy Spirit is forgiveness. It's the promise of a restored and reconciled relationship with the God who created us and loves us and who has been calling us back to himself our whole lives, and his plan has been well before that as well. Maybe you're a bit like me. Maybe sometimes you think that little voice inside hits you and goes, "You're too bad to be a Christian. You're too guilty. God couldn't love you anymore." I don't know if anyone else gets that little voice of the accuser. A few chuckles around the room suggest that maybe I am not alone in that. Well, you know what? The promise of the Holy Spirit, the promise of baptism is you are forgiven. There is nothing so bad that you could ever do that would make God stop loving you. And there's nothing so bad that you will ever do that will be able to break that reconciled relationship. So the second promise of the Holy Spirit is the promise of relationship. Now that God has restored and reconciled and forgiven us, we can live fully as children of God into a relationship with our Heavenly Father. In John chapter 14, verse 18, which we heard in the Lumo Gospel just before, I'll read these words. Jesus talks about relationship with him and with the Father. John 14, verse 18. Jesus says, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." And then in verse 20, he says, "On that day you will realize that I am in my Father and you are in me and I am in you." A relationship of deepest intimacy with God is the promise of the Holy Spirit. Deep down, this is what we long for as human beings more than anything else. And all of those things that we use to try and fill that God-shaped hole within us cannot possibly work because they're not God. And yet here, Jesus promises that the Father will be with us and the Holy Spirit will be in us. Saint Augustine famously said, and he's possibly put it the best that I've heard, he says, "Lord, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find rest in you." A relationship with God, our Creator, the one who loves us, is deep down the thing that each of us as human beings most needs. And that's the promise of the Holy Spirit. A relationship with God is not just a kind of a distant relationship. It's a relationship of great intimacy. Jesus says in John 14, 17, that the Holy Spirit will live with you and will be in you. This is remarkable. The Holy Spirit is God himself, come to live not just on this planet as Jesus did, but inside of us, with us and in us, in our hearts, in our spirit, in that reconciled relationship with God. Jesus is talking about intimacy with the Father here. He calls us friends. He doesn't just tolerate us and go, "Oh, it's okay, I'm going to forgive you, I'm going to overlook that." He calls us friends and he wants to live with us and be inside of us. In Romans chapter 8, verse 15, St. Paul writes that the Holy Spirit gives us this gift of intimacy with God our Father. And it says this, Romans 8, 15. "The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption as children. And by him we cry, Abba, Father." Now, many of you probably know this, but Abba is the word for daddy. It's the intimate word that a young child uses with their beloved father. And it's a word that Jesus used of his heavenly Father, Abba. He called God Abba. No one had ever done that before because God was kind of holy and distant and powerful. But Jesus says, no, God is intimate. He's like a beloved daddy. We can call God Abba. So the Holy Spirit gives us the gift of knowing that we are God's children and that God loves us intimately. There's no doubt about this. The relationship exists even when we don't feel it or live in it. Just like my children are always my children, no matter what they have done, whether they've done the dishes or not, you know, whether their rooms are clean, whether they take the car and go without my permission or whatever, they're still my kids and I still love them. And that's the same with our Heavenly Father and with each of us as His children, whom the Holy Spirit is at work in. And finally, teaching. As I said, there's so much more that could be said about the Holy Spirit. But in John 14, verse 25 to 26, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will teach us, will help us to learn and grow as God's children. Let me read those two verses for you. Jesus says, "All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." And so the Holy Spirit is the Advocate. He's the opposite of the Accuser. Now, the Accuser is that one who puts that voice in your head that doubts that God might love you or forgive you. But the Advocate is the one who speaks within our souls and spirits and says, "You're a beloved child of God. You are forgiven. You are loved. God longs to be with you." The Advocate is the one who teaches us and helps us to live this life of living with Jesus, knowing the voice of the Holy Spirit and conversing with God Himself. Four gifts that God gives us through the Holy Spirit today. There are many others, but remember these four: the gift of forgiveness, the gift of relationship, the gift of intimacy, and the gift of teaching. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for the promise of the Holy Spirit that you poured out on the day of Pentecost. Jesus, pour out your Spirit on each of us. Remind us that we are your forgiven, intimately loved children. Teach us, Holy Spirit, all that Jesus commanded us, and help us to follow him in faith and joy. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.